This podcast is brought to you by my new book, Mass Corruption. The special pre-order discount ends this Sunday, September 28th. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click store.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
We love Howie Carr, right?
Yeah, who do you love?
Hey, paper boy.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us here this afternoon, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number to call, or it's the number to leave a text message. It's also where you can leave a message on the Chump line and text us to 617-213-1066. Fourth hour of the show today, we'll be joined by Dr. Matt, the vet, if you have any vet questions. But I want to start off today with kind of a story. I hope it's not too disappointing for Democrats in the audience. Try not to let this, what I'm about to tell you, destroy your faith in the integrity of the Massachusetts Democrat Party, and particularly Mayor Michelle Wu and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley. We told you yesterday about Javon Tooley, age 36. He's a jailbird, an ex-con, and he's done time for cocaine offenses in the past. He has been charged again for allegedly distributing cocaine-based crack cocaine. He was lugged in a car in Dorchester in Fields Corner, and he had a 6 to 7 year old child in the back seat of his car when he sold more than a third of a pound of crack cocaine to a cooperating witness. And the reason I'm bringing him up here early is because it now turns out that this guy is very, very well connected with political figures in the city of Boston. Like, for instance, the mayor of the city of Boston. He's been photographed with the mayor of the city of Boston. And he's also been photographed with the congresswoman from much of the city of Boston, Ayanna Pressley. He actually had his picture taken with not only Ayanna Pressley, he's in the middle between Ayanna Pressley, she's the one that has no hair, she has some kind of condition, and on the other side of Javon Tooley, convicted drug dealer, now accused again, is Conan Harris, her husband, her jailbird husband, who himself did 10 years for drug trafficking in prison. And now he's a multimillionaire, and he has his own community activist agency, and they own a house on Martha's Vineyard. But we're going to concentrate on Javon Tooley, the friend of Ayanna Pressley and Michelle Wu. It turns out that when he was released from jail, Channel 5 decided to do a puff piece about Javon Tooley and about how he was readjusting to society as an ex-con jailbird. Here's a cut from the Channel 5 piece.
I missed some time out of my son's life, and it's hard.
Javon Tooley is determined to be present now for his children. The father of two was released from prison last year, and shortly after, at an event like this, he met the people he says have changed his life.
When I came in, it was arms open, and I'm like, I'm here, I'm struggling, I need to become a better dad.
Isn't that special? Isn't that special? Channel 5 ran a little story about this last night, but somehow they just used a freeze frame of the federal courthouse in South Boston, the Moakley Courthouse. They didn't use their own video. They not only had B-roll, they had him sound of this guy, and they decided not to use it. I wonder why. Do you think maybe because it disturbs the narrative? Because he was there are also pictures on social media of him with Ayanna Pressley and her jailbird ex-con husband and Michelle Wu. By the way, he's been running his own agency since then. He's been running something called Adopt and Evolve. And here's what they do. They specialize, I'm reading from the document here in federal court is posted in his indictment. They specialize in Corey expungement, Corey, criminal offender records, which there's not much left in there anyway, but you want to do Corey expungement and legal advocacy. Javon leverages his in-depth knowledge of the criminal justice system. Again, he's charged with selling a third of a pound of crack cocaine with his kid, in the back seat of his car. So he said he wanted to spend more time with his kids. I guess, you know, hey, that's one way to spend more time with your kids. He's using his personal insights to guide clients through complex legal challenges, aiming to remove barriers and facilitate new beginnings. His leadership and vision have shaped the firm into a beacon of hope and change for many facing systemic obstacles. Beacon of hope and change. I hold in my hand here an earlier docket from South Boston District Court. And he is charged here in 2019, trafficking of person for sexual servitude. That means they accused him of being a pimp. How does being a pimp square with being a beacon of hope and change? And why is the congresswoman from Boston, Ayanna Pressley, a member of the squad who's very concerned about Trump deporting families? Why is she posing with her jailbird husband with an accused pimp? The charges were eventually dropped. I guess the hooker refused to testify against him. So this is it. We've got pictures. They got pictures in this indictment. It's amazing what they got. It's huge. Over a third of a pound. It's in there. They got a picture of it. He had a nice gun too. Which was found next to Thule on one of his earlier arrests in October of 2021. And he's just a wonderful person. And, you know, I think Michelle Wu met with him. I think he was an aspiring rapper. And I think Ayanna Pressley met with him because he was turning his life around. Could his mother be reached for comment? Jared, could Javon's mother be reached for comment?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
844-500-4242. This is shocking, isn't it? That they would pose with this, they would pose for photographs with this guy. He's also been shot, by the way. He was shot by another guy who was accused of being a pimp. And then when he got out of the hospital, the guy that was accused of shooting him, and the charges were dismissed eventually, was then shot himself. Huh. Go figure. This, and again, try not to let this destroy your faith in the Democrat Party in Massachusetts and the city of Boston. I'm sure that Michelle Wu and Ayanna Pressley have good reasons for having posed with him. And I'm sure that Channel 5 just totally forgot that they'd run this puff piece about this guy who's been accused of being a pimp and has been convicted in the past of selling drugs. By the way, he took his first pinch at the age of 11 for assault and battery. His record, he's 36. He has a record a quarter century long already. Let's leave with the puff piece from WC. This is Channel 5. They didn't take Jimmy Kimmel off the air. They're owned by the Hearst Corporation, uber woke an uber woke television company. Here's their slobbering puff piece about this accused cocaine dealer and once accused pimp.
I missed some time out of my son's life, and it's hard.
Javon Tooley is determined to be present now for his children. The father of two was released from prison last year, and shortly after, at an event like this, he met the people he says have changed his life.
When I came in, it was arms open, and I'm like, I'm here, I'm struggling, I need to become a better dad.
A better dad. So he takes his kid with him to work, apparently, according to the indictment. But what's wrong with an aspiring rapper turning his life around? I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Stop Breaking Down by the Rolling Stones. 917 says Mr. Tooley is indeed a rock of his community. Get it?
Ha, 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 ha.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Home Title Lock. Scammers can transfer your home title, take out loans in your name, and leave you with nothing but a financial and emotional disaster. Protect your property and equity from these criminals. Get a free title scan to check if your home is still in your name, plus 30 days of free Home Title Lock's triple lock protection when you use promo code Howie at signup at HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Howie at signup at HomeTitleLock.com. Jared, what is the today's scandal with the Turnpike Service Plaza contracts, the state was going to take $900 million less from a connected foreign company to appease local billionaire John Fish and his well-heeled lobbyists and pals on Beacon Hill. And that has been torpedoed now by a campaign by a bunch of us led by Global Partners, the local company that wanted to get the contract and pay $1.5 billion rather than $600 million. So now various Republicans are calling for the resignation of Monica Tibbetts Nutt, who's a favorite of Mara Healey for any number of reasons. Monica Tibbetts Nutt is married to a woman named Lisbeth Tibbetts Nutt, who took over the job as head of the 128 Business Council after Monica Tibbetts Nutt was promoted to Secretary of Transportation with no experience. She's the one who said she wanted to basically arrest people who drive pickup trucks and take away their driver's licenses, because that seemed like a fair and equitable thing to do. It's part of inclusion, DEI. So now she's involved in another scandal here with this this ripoff contract that's since been nixed. What's the poll question, Jared, and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is will State DOT Secretary Monica Tibbetts Nutt be fired for her role in the $900 million Turnpike Service Plaza scandal? Yes, no, or too early to tell?
As bad and terrible as this state is, and the fact that Monica Tibbetts Nutt is so much like Mara Healey, except Mara doesn't have a crew cut, unlike Monica. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, 80% of the audience agrees with you, no. 11% say yes, and 9% say it's too early to tell.
Yeah. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. There is another local scandal here, and I wanted to get some people from ICE on. As you know, there was a bust in Leominster. This illegal alien Guatemalan was stopped by ICE, and he ran inside his house and locked the door, and he left his kid in the car. This is Javon Tooley type situation. He left his 5-year-old kid in the car. And so ICE officers came up and they knocked on the door and they said, we got your kid outside here. You left him in the car, or her in the car, her, I guess it is. And they said, no, we're not taking him, because they knew they'd be arrested, because they're just, you know, freeloaders from Guatemala. And so finally the cops had to be called and they got him to open the door to let the kid in. And then the illegal aliens, the grifters, the freeloaders, claimed that they were being the ICE had kidnapped the kid, the 5-year-old kid, and were using her as bait to get the parents outside so they could arrest them and send them back to the third world hellhole they belonged in. And it was all BS. It was all BS. As all the body cam footage showed today, the chief of police of Leominster backed up ICE. NBC had to run a correction or a retraction on their fake news story. The NBC network had to run a retraction because it was such BS. So yesterday, J.D. Vance, this has been going on for a couple of days. And again, we would by now have had somebody from ICE on the show, except for the latest Democrat shooting in Dallas of the ICE facility. And we'll have somebody on next week to talk about this. But Vice President Vance was in North Carolina, and he went after NBC specifically for this fake news story out of Worcester County in Massachusetts. Cut 11.
Yesterday, NBC News, maybe the worst of all the fake news, and I'm sure we have an NBC reporter out there. It's a tough competition, my friends, to be clear. But maybe the worst, I said maybe the worst, is NBC News. And they said that immigration enforcement, you know what they said? That immigration enforcement had detained a 5-year-old autistic girl in order to get to that girl's father. Turned out that story was a complete fabrication. It was a complete dishonest lie. But when you go around and lie about our law enforcement and you tell them that they're mistreating 5-year-old girls, what do you think is going to happen? When Democratic politicians incur doxing, when they encourage us to unmask ICE enforcement officers, what do you think is going to happen? When the mayor of Los Angeles encourages violent protesters to get in the face of our law enforcement, what do you think is going to happen? What's going to happen is political violence, and political violence has gotten out of control in this country. We got to stop it. We got to condemn it. And that starts, unfortunately, at the very top of the Democratic Party. If you want to stop political violence, stop attacking our law enforcement as the Gestapo. If you want to stop political violence, stop telling your supporters that everybody who disagrees with you is a Nazi. If you want to stop political violence, look in the mirror. That's the way that we stop political violence in this country, and we got to do it.
The Boston Globe is still baffled by the motives of the shooter, even though, you know, he said maybe this will terrorize the ICE agents. They have a handwritten note of him, and the Boston Globe still says they don't know. No one knows what his motives were. Could be anything. We'll take your calls. What do you think of this hateful insurrectionary rhetoric that's coming out of the Democrats? And it doesn't stop. It never stops. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And again, this is the last week to get my book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops, with a $5 discount. Pre-order right now at HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. And you can save $5 right now. And I'm wearing if you're watching on social media, Rumble or Twitter, you can see right now, you can see me, see the cover of the new book, Mass Corruption. I'm wearing it. How do you like my gray t-shirt? You like it better than the red one or the black one? I got a bunch of them. I even got a white one. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
Serving an update on the shooting at the Dallas ICE facility. Joshua John's family has claims that, I'm reading the headline from the New York Post, just posted, claims Dallas shooter wasn't a radical lefty, didn't hate ICE despite anti-ICE bullet FBI findings. Has his mother commented yet? She's a radical leftist from Texas.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yeah. They don't know what this is all about. They just, we'll pull some cuts. I think Trump is supposed to sign some executive orders at 3 o'clock. And probably one of them is on Antifa. Another, they may declare Antifa a foreign threat in addition to being a foreign terrorist threat, in addition to being a domestic terrorist threat, which I think would give them more options as to crack down on them. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, great to talk to you once again. Listen, this is actually a very, you know, in all seriousness, what I think would be a good solution, a fair solution, if legislated. So pass it on to, you know, any contacts you have. Essentially, when you have a broadcast company that is regulated by the FCC and they broadcast something that's blatantly false, you know, right. FCC regulation could simply require that they, for every minute, every second that they broadcast the falsehood, okay, so if they spend 6 hours on some day on some incorrect reporting, then the FCC should require, over the public airways, they are required to spend the same amount of time in correction. So 6 hours of shenanigans requires 6 hours worth of broadcast correction.
But see, they would fight that, Brian, and say, well, it wasn't shenanigans. That's your interpretation of shenanigans. It's like when Comey's indicted, he's going to say, I didn't lie. You know, I just have a different recollection than Andrew McCabe. You know, but I think, though, Brian, that the FCC does regulate the public airwaves because there's a limited amount, right? So it's not like cable or the internet where there's unlimited bandwidth, where you can see, where anybody can do whatever they want. That's what a free society is all about, pretty much, as long as it's not, kiddie porn or, inciting terrorism. But, you know, I think they have a right if NBC wants to run, NBC has owned and operated stations like in New York and LA and I think Chicago. And, you know, so they're broadcasting this false report about what happened in Lemonster, Massachusetts. And they broadcast multiple false reports about Donald Trump over the years. And they have crooked news people. And same with ABC, same with CBS. I mean, I think the FCC has every right to take away the public licenses of these owned and operated stations. I think that's more effective, Brian.
I think that would be a third strike and you're out. But in the meantime, like I said, just make them and require them to broadcast the correction. And maybe
NBC ran this fake story, and then it goes out. Maybe I don't know. Nobody watches the network newscast anymore. But okay, let's say 2 million people, 3 million people watch it. NBC has higher ratings than anybody else, I think, or maybe second. And so then they print a correction. They print the correction. It's on their website. The print story is probably seen by, I don't know, 1/100th as many people as saw the lies that they put out on the newscast. It's like Channel 4 and CBS when they said they have a Ring camera video of Karen Reed running over John O'Keefe. It was a total lie. They made it up. And they left it up for 2.5 years. I think they should lose their license for that. I really do. I would take away CBS's license to run Channel 4 for running that abject lie. And then, and it's, you know, anyone can make a mistake, and obviously the Channel 4 reporters were lied to, but they didn't even bother to correct it. I think it's worthy of losing. They should lose their license. I think I'll tell Alan Jackson that the next time I talk to him. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, Howie, they pretty well put a bounty of wanted on every ICE in the country.
Yeah, you're breaking up, Mike. Call back. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This is what J.D. Vance had to say. This is at that same speech in North Carolina yesterday about the vitriol that the unhinged Democrat politicians are unleashing at cops. Cut 10.
Because here's what happens. Because here's what happens when Democrats like Gavin Newsom did say that these people are part of an authoritarian government. When the left-wing media lies about what they're doing, when they lie about who they're arresting, when they lie about the actual job of law enforcement, what they're doing is encouraging crazy people to go and commit violence. You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
You know, there are a lot of good Twitter accounts that are going back and pulling old audio and old video of some of these Democrat operatives with press passes and how much more hysterical they've become. They didn't care about deportation and immigration laws being enforced when Obama was president. I'm gonna play a cut from 2015 on MSNBC. This is MSNBC. They're handling a campaign to increase the number of deportations, ICE targeted raids. In 2015, 10 years ago, and they're treating it soberly, dare I say. They're treating it like it's a news story. They're treating it not with hysteria. So this is from 2015, and then we'll give you what the way they treat it now. Cut 9.
Early as next week, deportation raids by the Department of Homeland Security may begin nationwide. According to a report by the Washington Post, the effort will be handled by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, commonly known as ICE. The operation would only target adults and children who have already been ordered to be removed by an immigration judge. And how does ICE know which people to deport?
They have an intelligence process like any other law enforcement, so they try to investigate based on leads or what they've tracked from people coming across the border, you know, whether they are here illegally.
One of the central issues here, concerns, is that ICE is not only going to deport the people that have the standing orders against them, but they may be deporting their families and their children. Is that legally possible?
Yeah, it's legally possible to remove anyone through a deportation order.
You know, they're not hysterical. That was 10 years ago. This is the way the same network is discussing ICE today, describing them with the G word. Cut 7.
ICE is looking more and more like an American Gestapo.
They're huddled around the elevator banks in masks without identifying information. What a terrifying, like, these are Gestapo tactics.
But it has created this year, as they've seen the kind of fascist ICE Gestapo militias go round up Latino American citizens in places like LA.
ICE agents, masked ICE Gestapo agents, getting more funding than any other law enforcement agency in the history of the United States.
ICE running Gestapo-like around our country.
The Gestapo had the same function. It was there to draw a distinction between us and them. It was not federally, it was controlled by the leader. And we're seeing a disturbing similarities between this force and the Gestapo.
We've got these masked thug cowards kidnapping innocent people and sending them off to be slaves or tortured in other countries.
Dressing like thugs and acting like thugs.
People still want to come here despite the crazy. They still want to come here because they know in this land their voice is protected.
And they don't have to
their
work.
Their rights are protected. And there won't be jackbooted thugs coming in wearing masks over their face to take them off the streets. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Simone. That's happening.
Oh, it's happening.
That's happening right now.
Sending them off to be slaves. Is sending someone off to be a slave anything like having to work for a job, work for a living? 919, who was president 10 years ago? Yeah, when Barack Obama was president, this wasn't a problem, was it? Just like when he was blowing up American citizens, granted they were birthright citizens, but Muslim terrorists, he was blowing them up without due process, killing them. They didn't have any problems with that in the Mideast, did they? But now, if you're an MS-13 gangbanger with a machete and you're raping and murdering and driving drunk, they don't want you to be deported. They want you to have total due process. What's the difference? What's the difference? Here's Bernie Sanders about is Bernie Sanders fomenting an insurrection? Cut 8.
So we gotta figure out a way to stop ICE from what they are doing as soon as possible.
Bernie, what they're doing is they're enforcing the law. Why don't you introduce some legislation in the Senate to abolish ICE? Why don't you introduce some legislation, or let your soulmate, AOC, introduce some legislation in the House to abolish all the immigration laws and invite everybody in the world to come over here to the U.S. and live on welfare? And then we are the slaves to a degree. I mean, we have to work and they don't. So who are the slaves and who are the privileged castes in this country that don't have to work and get everything handed to them and don't get prosecuted for any crimes? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok
at Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Boston Globe headline this morning. Motive of shooter who opened fire at Dallas ICE facility remains unclear. Forget those anti-ICE scrawlings on the shell casings. Today's show, motive remains unclear. Pay no attention to that handwritten note. Hopefully this will give ICE agents real terror to think, is there a sniper with AP armor-piercing rounds on that roof? Pay no attention to any of that. We may never know the motive of the shooter. The FBI, though, is having a press conference now, and it's gone on for a while, but I don't think they've really enlightened us very much. But we do have this sound cut.
We have been able to confirm that Jan legally obtained an 8mm bolt action rifle he used in the shooting in August of this year. Based on our investigation to date, we believe Jan acted alone, but I'll stress our investigation continues. This attack, yet again, underscores the dangers that law enforcement face daily.
A relative, this is the New York Post, who was with Jan's parents when the FBI interviewed them, said the family is devastated in the wake of the shooting. They don't want to say anything yet until they have time to think. They're just terrible. Everyone is devastated. Everything is devastated. Asked if Jan was anti-ICE, the relative shook his head and said it has nothing to do with that, but would not elaborate on what he meant. The relative also said Jan was not a far-left political ideologue, despite reporting and evidence indicating otherwise, including new details from the FBI showing that he meticulously plotted the September 24th attack. 617, an awful lot of lefties seem to love guns now. 781, the only people left in the Democrat Party now are the politicians belonging to it or the mentally ill or the illegal aliens. It's just amazing, though, that the way the Democrats have descended into this unhinged violence. And then they and then they're so lunatic that they try to blame Republicans for it. 617 says, near my house is an ISIS Gestapo sign. I am so angry that I can't put out a sign, but they can. Yeah. I know. That's the way it is. 844-500-4242. How about Gavin Newsom? This is he has the same routine. He's memorized his routine about what he says about anti-Trump. So this is how many are there here? How many different appearances are there? Two or
it's
more?
It's two appearances, but it goes back and forth.
Back and forth. Okay, when he's repeating the exact same tired lines. Cut 16.
He's weakness masquerading as strength. Donald Trump is weakness masquerading as strength. Scared to death about not just these authoritarian tendencies, but these authoritarian actions. These are not just authoritarian tendencies. These are authoritarian actions. You think I'm exaggerating? Being hyperbolic. Bull, we're being hyperbolic. He never sent the military overseas. He sent the military to the United States of America. He sent 700 active duty members of the Marines. He sent the United States Marines, not overseas, but to an American city, 700 active duty Marines. You have the largest private police force in the world. It is the largest private domestic army of its type, police force anywhere in the world. It increasingly is showing a tendency not to swear an oath to the Constitution, but to the President of the United States, and increasingly appear to be swearing an oath of office to him, not the Constitution of the United States. And he'll be sending them to voting booths and polling places all across this country. That is a preview, Stephen, of things to come in voting booths and polling places across this country. This guy doesn't believe in free, fair elections. If people actually think this guy's serious about having another election, I fear that we will not have an election in 2028. I really mean that in the core of my soul. You are black or brown in this country. I feel like you probably feel like authoritarianism is already here. If you're a black and brown community, it's here in this country. We have to be more calm and demure.
Couple of your own.
But I'm not calm, and I'm not going to submit myself to niceties. We were going to, you know, we're going to hold hands, talk about the way the world should be, say it's just so unfair, maybe write an op-ed. Wake up. You or lose your country. Wake up to what's going on in this country.
Is there an echo in here? He knows there's not going to be an election. You know why? Somebody sent him a red hat that says MAGA 2028 on it. That's proof, man. I'm Howie Carr.